Tiger apologizes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This much we know for sure. Tiger Woods is still such a compelling personality that his totally predictable apology today is a bigger story than an angry taxpayer flying an airplane into IRS offices. He admitted hurting the people he loves. He will now return to Buddhism to set the best example he can as a man, a husband, a father. At least that part was different. Usually it's Jesus. Anyway, we all hope it works. But he also said he plans to win back his position as a role model. Don't you wish, just once, that a public figure who gets caught like this would come out and say, "I did it, I'm sorry, and let this be a lesson to you. Don't make people like me your role model." And the crowd would gasp and his agent would faint, but he'd go on. "You're the ones who think you need to look up to me. You're the ones who think I need to set an example." Well, if you really think you know who someone is by watching them play golf on TV, the joke's on you. That's why you keep electing idiots to public office, because you see them on TV and you think you know them. I am not a role model. I am not a hero. People who carry children from burning buildings are heroes. I made golf my mistress. That's why I was good. And I made it clear to the women who threw themselves at me, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my lover, my lady, is the tea. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Any questions?" Oh, that's right, I'm not taking questions. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.